The Great Lakes Fishery Commission estimates that more than 40 million people in the U.S. and Canada depend on the Great Lakes for food, drinking water, and recreation. The Innovation Trail's Ashley Hertzel reports from aboard a state-of-the-art research vessel, the Muskie, which has been on Lake Erie collecting data samples for the U.S. Geological Survey.
The 70-foot-long vessel isn't your average boat. It's rigged with advanced sonar and noise reduction technology and high-end microscopes for testing fish samples. Director of the USGS Great Lakes Science Center, Russell Strock, says the boat has everything you'd find in a lab and more.
It also has hydroacoustic capability. That's a technique where you can essentially penetrate sound into the water and get an image of fish or schools of fish. We can actually identify to species based on those sound waves and determine general abundance and density.
The USGS researchers aboard the vessel are on Lake Erie to monitor the fish population for evidence of invasive species and environmental changes. Strock says
the scientific data we're gathering is mostly used to ensure that these species are around for many generations to come. It's for the sustainability. It's so that the states and the province can set harvest restrictions at the right levels so that commercial fishing remains robust, sport fishing remains healthy.
Biologist Mark Rogers is one researcher who works on the Muskie. A big part of his job is to collect fish, then dissect them to find out what other species the fish consumed. Rogers says the boat's equipped with advanced hydraulic gill netting to aid in fish collection.
This is a tool that we use to drag on the bottom and sweep the fish populations to see what's there and how many there are. It's a really great sampling tool for sampling the fish community that lives on the bottom of the lake. So we can do it across different habitats, we can do it across different depths, different areas of the lake, and really learn what the community composition looks like.
The USGS researchers are also keeping an eye out for a primitive species of fish called sea lamprey. In the past, the lamprey were a great cause of concern in the Great Lakes. While holding one up, Mark Godden with the Fishery Commission explains that one sea lamprey has the ability to kill more than 40 pounds of fish in its lifespan.
The mouth is ringed with sharp teeth, and in the middle is a file-like tongue that bores a hole through the scales and skin of a fish and literally feeds on the fish's blood and body fluids. So these things are nasty. What I'm doing is if I stick it to my arm here, it's really a suction cup, and you can hear when I release it, you have to break the seal to get it off of your arm.
Godden says the lamprey population has been reduced by 90% since the 1960s, but it's still important for researchers to look for signs of them in fish samples. Democratic Congressman Brian Higgins lent his voice in support of the work that the USGS vessel is doing.
As we develop the land, we also have to be vigilant about what goes on in the water itself. And we've come a long way. You know, in 1968, the Environmental Protection Agency declared the Buffalo River and some of its tributaries biologically dead. And because of millions of dollars in investment toward the remediation of the Buffalo River, we're seeing that those same officials are predicting that the Buffalo River will be swimmable within 5 years and the fish caught there consumable.
Higgins says even though the USGS had to absorb budget cuts triggered by the sequester, projects like this will continue to monitor the health of the Great Lakes.
We're fighting and we're working with both Democrats and Republicans toward restoring Great Lakes funding to ensure that the biological integrity of the Great Lakes, Lake Erie, and the Buffalo River and Niagara Rivers are sustained.
After a few days on Buffalo's canal side, the Muskie is now making its way to Port Dover, Ontario, to continue its study of Lake Erie. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for WRVO News.